I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on radio. Good to be with you. I have on the line former state representative Raff Long. He has an opinion about the kids who are selling water in the city of Atlanta. Raff, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Rashad. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. So how are you?
I'm all right, man. Love your show. Love you. You know, you keep up
Thank
the good
you.
Work
Same,
for the
man.
Community, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You know, we can't have our cake and eat it, too. Now, I've always helped brothers and mentored to brothers, young brothers in business, and I appreciate the effort. But we're in the middle of a pandemic right now, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not about to stop my car, roll down my windows, and get some water. In addition to that, if I'm in my car, and I'm at the intersection, say Cascade, Martin Luther King, or over by Westview Cemetery, I'm getting some serious mean mugs. If I don't buy water, if I have my hands raised up, if I have my windows raised up, our mayor has explicitly told us that basically we need to lock down and be safe and have guidelines. And so these young men are out there selling water. They are my kids. They are my brothers. They are my family. I feel for them. We have to make money. They have to make money. They're not selling drugs. All that's good. But I was talking to Mary Pat Hector on Facebook, another young sister who I have the highest respect for, and she came up with some good ideas about, you know, we just need to put some more brain power on it and give these guys some organization to it. Now,
yeah, I agree with all of that. And by the way, everything that you're talking about, the city is not doing. So let's go back to you not rolling down your window. Yeah, I agree. You not rolling down your window is definitely a viable option. There have been times when I've been on the phone in the middle of a business conversation and I can't buy water every time I stop at a traffic light. I've raised my hand as to say not right now. And sometimes the kids look at me longer than they should. And sometimes they just say, OK, and walk away. Them mean mugging me. I'm a grown ass man. Them mean mugging me does nothing for me. That it doesn't scare me, doesn't intimidate me, doesn't make me upset.
It doesn't
make me want to do something to them.
It doesn't irk you.
No. No, because they're children, Raff.
I understand that, but you know children.
I mean, it obviously irks you that they mean mug you, but it doesn't irk me. They're children.
Sometimes you don't know. You don't know. That's kind of like a, you know, that's like a buck. That's like a buck. Not if you buck, you know.
They're children, sir. How do you feel that from a 10-year-old?
They're not. I'm not talking necessarily about the 10-year-olds or the young folks like that. But there's some grown men. There's some 18-year-olds out there.
Yeah, I haven't seen any grown men. Now maybe that, and I'm not saying your experience isn't true. I have not seen any grown men approach me and me mug me for not buying water. But typically I do purchase the water, so I probably don't get the same me mug that you get. Say that again.
You probably are, and you have a bleeding heart. I mean, let's put it on a good note. We know that you have a bleeding heart and you're a member of the community and stuff like that. You are a mentor for kids, and I am too. But if the police have given these kids warnings, and there was a black officers, by the way, that they need to do something, then you got to. Sometimes you just got to do something. Sometimes you just got
to. All right, so let's go back. Let's go back to what we're really talking about, because we're not talking about the city being proactive, making sure that there's an opportunity, some places to have permits, et cetera. We're literally talking about the arrest that happened over the weekend, because obviously this is now an acceptable practice. The question is, should it be?
Was a young man beat?
No, that's not the question. The question is, should it be?
Were the officers black?
Who gives a damn if the officers were black or not? And Ralph, listen, I know you don't come on my show often, but brother, You don't come on my show often, so I will give you the benefit of the doubt that you don't know the rules. But when I'm posing a question or when I'm making a comment, you don't get to overtalk me.
Okay, I'll accept that on your show and stuff.
But thank you, brother. I appreciate
that. Freedom debate. You know I love you now.
Absolutely, you know, sir. But you will respect the fact that I'm the facilitator of the conversation. You're on my program.
Well, just ask the question then. What's your question then? I'm sorry. My apologies.
All right, so here's the point. The point is, we're not talking about any cop being overly aggressive. We're not talking about a cop beating up anybody. We're not talking about the racial makeup of any police officer. We're talking about if it is an acceptable practice for the police to be in the business in the city of Atlanta, to be in the business of arresting children for selling water. That is the only question here. I say no, we should not be in the business of putting children in handcuffs who are selling water. I don't think we should be in that practice. But there are other dynamics that can happen.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
How old was the child that was, the so-called child that was arrested?
We don't know yet. As a matter of fact, my investigation has shown that none of them actually went to juvenile. None of them were processed into any county facility. They were taken to a precinct, and their parents were called to pick them up from that precinct.
People get an uneasy feeling in their car, Rashad, when they pull up on the corners, and we have to address that too. It's not just everything.
Okay, but let's talk about that. I think that's relevant. I think that's fair. People do get an uneasy feeling, and I've heard callers on my show, listeners to my show, they've called in and said, Rashad, I don't like it when they approach my car. I feel unsafe. I've heard women tell me that, especially those who are a little older, right? That's a valid conversation.
Now you've heard me say about the mean mugging too.
Okay, now. Let's look at this in the context of who we are as people, right? Can I trade a level of comfort and say, you know what? I don't like it. I don't like how they look at me sometimes. I may feel a little unsafe, but I'm willing to feel that for the sake of them not having to go to jail because of my complaint. I'm willing to go through that for the sake of them having an opportunity to actually do it the right way and have an opportunity for them to be free and to interact in commerce, even though I may feel a little uncomfortable. The question is, am I willing to trade my personal comfort just in a brief moment of time? Remember, we had a traffic light on an average of 30 to 45 seconds. Am I willing to trade my comfort for 30 to 45 seconds so that they can remain free and they can remain encouraged? Can I do that? Yes,
when we,
I can.
When we come home in black people as a community, you know, we trade off a lot of things. We turn our head to truck trailers and people driveways, code enforcement issues so much. Sometimes you come up home from work and you're getting off at your exit from work and you're in your car or you're just trying to get some groceries. You don't need an extra burden. Now, I can appreciate what these young men are.
You think
to
that's
do.
A burden being at a traffic light and a kid saying, do you want to buy water? That's a burden.
I'll answer that too. I'll segue that into there. No, I do sometimes thinking it's a, I think it's a burden if I don't feel easy, if I have to look out for my safety or maybe look around and make sure that, you know, my wife is okay in the car or I'm getting mean mugged in the car when I pull to an intersection, you know, but I can just tell you right here, we have to do things in order. And if it's an officer, apparently those young men got some warnings or something like that. We've got a black mayor. That was a black police officer who was locking the kids up. You don't know the age of.
Why does that matter to you? The fact that the cops were black. Why does that matter?
Oh, it matters a whole hell of a lot to me. I'm sorry, but
it really does. It matters even if the policy is adversarial to our common sense, it matters to you.
I'm not racist.
The cop is black.
I'm tired of these white young men locking up our black kids. So if I see a black officer locking up a black kid, that gives me a little.
That doesn't make sense to me. Let me do this. Raph, I'm coming to a hard break. I want to make sure you get the rest of your point out. Hold on for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Don't worry, baby. I keep you so fine.
Former State Representative Raph Long. Atlanta, Mr. Atlanta, he has a legacy, his family included, of being proactive and being true leaders in the city. He is on the show. He has somewhat of a difference of opinion with me as it relates to children selling water. Raph, thank you for staying on the show.
Hey, no problem. I'm glad I appreciate you always having me and being so kind.
Absolutely. And I don't think you were listening to the show early this morning, but I did talk about an instance where I had to actually stop doing what I was doing and pick up trash because littering is an issue as well. And so when I go to my office at Rolling Out, There's a group of young people. They sell water, and I noticed they were leaving trash in that general area. Mm-hmm. And so when I would buy water, I would say, listen, when I come here tomorrow, I need that trash picked up because this is your place of business. And one kid said, hey, man, that's not mine. That's his, or that's not even ours. I said, listen, it doesn't matter if it's yours or not. What matters is this is your place of business now, and you're going to be blamed for it regardless of whose trash it actually is. Next day I came by, 2 days later I came by, it wasn't picked up. So I decided to park my car. I got a small bag, got out of my car, and I even paid them $5 or $10 to purchase water from them, and I had them pick up trash with me. I had them pick up trash with me, right? When I came, and they all picked up trash with me, they had no problem. When I came the next day, that spot was still clean. The day after that, that spot was still clean. And one day, I did see them picking up trash at the end of one of their work cycles. But here's what would happen, Raph, and you know this. If there was an education campaign that went out first, and the education campaign said, here's what's going to happen if you litter or if you start doing aggressive tactics, we're going to have to start shedding these down. If there's a real educational campaign from the city and from men like me and you, right, then what will happen naturally is that five of these contractors, because these are all independent contractors, let's say you got five independent contractors, but one of the independent contractors, they decide to break the rules. Well, the four will say, you can't be with us anymore because you're making it impossible for us to do business. And that's the benefit that we haven't given them.
Yes, them and other folks. I mean, we can, period. That goes, that's in general for black life in Atlanta, black life in Georgia, black life in the United States. But we have to have some measures in place and some formalities. And sometimes when you see something, it's painful to see these young boys getting locked up or getting locked up. It's painful to see them out on the corner in the first place.
But it's painful to see them getting locked up for water, brother. For water,
I know,
because
I can
30 to 45
that.
Seconds of our lives, we feel inconvenienced. Come
but
on, man.
The city said not to do it, and they keep doing it or whatever.
Well, there was a time the city also said black people couldn't sit at the front of the bus.
But
we can't base our moral compass on what a policy says.
WAOK, right there on the break, talked about 100,000 deaths due to this coronavirus, this pandemic going on.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Period. That's all on the commercial while I was on hold right there. We are in a pandemic first.
So are you saying outside of a pandemic, well, let's be clear on your platform. You're saying outside of a pandemic, the structure should be relaxed or the implementation of policy should be relaxed. During a pandemic, it needs to be restricted. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that during this pandemic right there, no one wants to roll down their windows. We're on lockdown right now. The kids don't have.
But masks. You don't have to.
We need all kinds. You know what, y'all? We've been complaining and taking pictures in the parks, laughing at people not wearing masks and congregating. It was a problem for Piedmont Park.
Yeah, but those people aren't going to jail. You see, the difference, the reason why this conversation has been escalated is because children literally got arrested. They got put in a police cruiser and they took a ride. That's why this conversation has now been escalated. And I still have not heard one person on social media who agrees that they should not sell water. I have not had one person, not even you, say that they should have been arrested, though.
Well, you know, I don't know the terms of why they were arrested, though. And I don't know how old that person was. But I do know how I felt when I got to that corner. And like my grandfather always, I just wish that I hate we're in the pandemic, because I wish all those young men were playing football at Sandtown Park or had some constructive sports to get into. That's what saved me, I tell you. But this selling water with the football uniforms, we all know they used to do that. But on the intersection of our highways and our streets, it's dangerous for both sides, people in the cars and for the kids out there. And if I see a police officer arresting one of those kids, I don't naturally assume, look at him just abusing that kid right there. He's only trying to sell water.
But nobody said that about this arrest. Nobody said that about this arrest.
The age of them. You don't know the age. You don't know the age.
Well, we know their children.
We
know their children. You don't know their children. You can't tell that out of the. Now, how many did you see? Because I saw two. 90?
We don't
come on,
know
Ralph.
The age of it.
You know their
we
children,
know the
man.
Age of the baby. We don't know the age of it. We don't know the age of the.
You
man.
Just said the baby, so you know. You just being silly.
Know.
You know
I,
the
I'm
age.
The baby
you know
too.
That they're children.
I'm gonna say the baby because I'm sensitive to the issue, and I love my young kids and our young folks trying to do efforts.
Yeah,
stuff.
But Ralph, do you agree they should be arrested? So let's go ahead and get out of the situation and go to hypothetical. Hypothetically, if a child is selling water on the corner, should that child be arrested? Yes or no?
If the police officer gave them some intentions and decided to arrest those kids, then, you know, and the police officer, I'm going to say it. The police officer is a black man, and I know that we can get out of line. We can have some old sorry black police officers, but I know it's also hard to get arrested in APD because they're a very laid-back police department. We have some good brothers in our police department. If that police officer—
Are you going to answer the question, brother?
I'm going to. I don't know all the circumstances, but I'm willing to support the officer's decision to arrest him.
If they are being arrested for selling water, you do support that?
Yeah, I do.
That's silly as hell, man.
Hey, well, water? You're on WAOK and you got the 100,000 deaths. You can't have for that reason alone, the pandemic alone. You guys can't have.
Okay, let's look at.
Call yourself Brian
let's look
Kitten.
At the pandemic. Okay, let's look at the pandemic, because I think that's a fair conversation in the middle of this one. Okay, because we are in a pandemic. You're allowed to shop. You're allowed to go get a hot dog. You're allowed to get bottled water. You're allowed to get open drinks made by bare hands. You're allowed to do that. You're telling me that in this pandemic, when you are allowed to transact, when you are allowed to engage in commerce, when you are allowed to purchase products from the store, from the restaurant, from a clothing store, that only the black kids selling bottled water with a seal, only those black kids are able to actually go to jail or be arrested.
Where's the food score? Where's the food score? When I go buy some water in the store, I can look up. If I go buy some at Crystal's, I look up and I see they got a 99A, and it makes me feel good about it.
Well, now the conversation goes back to government, because government, no, once again, that's fair. Government, the city of Atlanta, should now have a program in place to ensure that there's a licensing procedure for young kids selling water. That's
what
I would like to
no?
see happen.
And I would like to see that too, Rashad. But what if they say no
Good.
Because of the intersection? And we do a feasibility study on traffic and them being
okay.
out there. And a feasibility study.
Yep.
And it says the city says, hey, we're not going to throw any permits for people on the intersections to sell water. Because that's the place to travel where cars go. And they're making right turns, they're making left turns, they're stopping at lights. It's an intersection. We have pedestrians there too as well.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a government. I think there's a government place here where if they're saying this section or this intersection is too dangerous, maybe another intersection is not deemed as dangerous. It is a item by item approach. I think there should be safe places for children to still congregate and sell water. OK, that actually works for their business model. And I also think men like me and you have to be involved in making sure we mentor God and be there as support
Absolutely.
Structures for
Absolutely.
Children, right? Because
Absolutely.
The resolution of arresting them is simply not appropriate. And you know that. You know that's not sustainable.
Not sustainable. I'm not saying go out there and arrest all our children. And I appreciate people like you making sure that every arrest is scrutinized. But let me tell you, there is another side of it, too, as well. And I appreciate those people whose perspective who have been feeling uneasy there too as well. We have to take
I know.
To
listen,
account.
Man, I get it. And I got listeners right now, Ralph, who are upset at me right now because I'm defending what offends them. They are offended by some of these children. They feel uneasy, just like you talked about, by many of these kids. And they don't like the fact that I defend them. I'm okay with that because sometimes leadership is not only about who you can excite. It's also about who you are okay with offending sometimes. And I'm okay with offending them at this moment. I believe that arresting children for selling water is a non-freaking star.
Well, you're gonna put that on a whole blanket. That's a thick.
It's just
blanket,
a non-starter.
Richard. That's a.
They thick, should not go to jail for it under any circumstance.
That's
their children.
Quilts with like nine layers.
It's listen, man. It's just like a person asking for money. You remember when we started to criminalize poverty? It's just like a person asking for money in the city of Atlanta can legally be arrested for asking for money. That was a non-starter for me, too.
You get tired of it. You get tired of it.
Yeah, it's an inconvenience for many. It's an inconvenience for many. But should they go to jail? No, man. I've been to jail. I wouldn't wish that on somebody else, man, just because they're poor.
Let me give you this story right quick. I was in my car.
Okay, quickly. I got 1 minute.
Okay. By the Capitol. And I was in my car on the phone, on my cell phone. And I didn't acknowledge the girl on the corner because I was talking on a business call. I could have been on a call like this one. And the girl got mad who was homeless on the corner. And she came up to my car, my wife's car, and kicked the fender. You know?
It's a poor person who probably has a mental health issue, and you want them to go to jail?
I don't want them to go to jail.
Why is the police your answer, brother?
I was about to beat her up. She'd rather be in jail safe.
Come on, man. You're going to beat up a woman that's poor? You're going to beat up a woman, period, and then beat up a poor woman?
She came up into my wife's car that we paid for.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. Come on, dog. Come on, man.
Nah, come on now. We need to be real. You can't just have no blanket.
You're going to get out your car because a woman who's poor and probably mentally ill kicks your fender out of frustration.
The granular syntax of my sentence is you're going to cling to that. I think there's some gray area in there. People know where I'm coming from. People know where I'm coming from.
Okay, no, man. You don't hop out your car to beat up a woman that kicks your car.
Now you're hanging to, you're clinging to the every word meaning like that and stuff to make it your advantage on this debate.
Brother, I'm clinging to the words that you told me, brother. That's all I'm doing.
Now, I put out, every statement that's black, white, that's gray, there's a whole multitude of colors in there and stuff like that. Now, if you want to cling to black all the time or gray and you want to stay in the box, that's on you. But I'm just telling you right now, a blanket thing pulling up to the intersection with these boys, they don't have no mask on. It's not safe for our community.
Well, let's make that a mandate, brother. And this is my point. You're saying, here's what they should do, here's what they should do, here's what they should do. You're still not saying they need to go to jail. You're still not saying they need to be handcuffed. So let's start an organized method.
I don't want every child locked up.
I don't want those children locked up either. I don't want them locked up either.
I'm certainly not going to give them some kind of status where they can't be locked up.
Let me ask you, man, do you have any neighbors in your community who are in violation of code?
All the time. What? Yes. All the time.
Are they in jail? Are they in jail?
Some of them I wish they were.
Okay, but they're not, right?
Not all of them, but sometimes I've had some people as a state rep. I put some people in jail.
I remember you on the news for that, and they said that you pour piss on them from your window. That's what they said.
Absolutely.
They say that's what you did.
And when they say I did that, and I'm like, you like to bring that up all the time. I love you. And you know,
no, I don't like to bring it up, brother. That's what the news said. They said you started spraying them with pee.
Yeah, that's what they said and stuff. But we all know my character. We all know that I don't have a criminal record.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked you personally. Did you do it?
We all know that, and that comes up every time on your show. Conveniently, when you're getting backed up.
No, it doesn't, brother. That's my first time ever saying it on the show.
That's the third time. Rap. That's the third time, Richard. That car, Rap. That ace card in your pocket right there got a stain on it. It's got a boo-boo stain on it. Get you a fresh deck, bro.
Rap, listen.
Come at me again.
Brother, I got to go. It's,
all right, brother.
Listen. You actually do represent a voice that is absolutely needed in this conversation. There are many people listening to the show who completely and 100% agree with you. All right. And there are many who agree with me. I appreciate you giving the point counterpoint today. We got to do it again, Raph.
All right. No problem, man. Always, man. Love you, man. Keep doing the hard work. Very proud of you. You know that. You know I'm your number one fan up in there. Maybe. Nah, you guys, I'm probably number two. But, you know, I always root
I know,
for
brother.
You, stuff like that. All right.
I love you back, man. We're good friends. We'll always remain that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call.
No problem.
All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.